Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
We'll be right back. Good afternoon, everybody. You won't find us on Netflix, you'll not find us on Paramount Plus, you'll not find us on Sky Cinema. You will find Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Tuesday afternoon at this time, presented by yours sincerely, John Yule, and yours equally truly, Michael Coates, who will be along for the second hour of the programme. So glad you could join us. I hope you've got the time to really appreciate the music, whether you're listening to us live in the local area through the local means, or possibly listening to us on online. Of course, you can hear us live online anywhere in the world, or you could be listening to the podcast in your own time at your own leisure. We began with San Francisco Bay Area Hammond B3 player Wayne De La Cruz and his lineup at the time, the Big Trio, comprising of Wayne with guitarist and tenor player Paul Brayman and drummer Kendrick Freemus. We heard them there on the 3rd of October 2007 at the Red Rooster Studio in Berkeley, California. And the album was called Like Night. The composer was Dan Byrne, and the track we played was called Rapid Shave. We've ordered a few of those, we've been short of time. We move now on to vocalist and pianist Tony Desar, who is spending the biggest part of this early period of the year touring the USA with various orchestras, presenting programmes on different performers and different composers' material, which in some ways I find slightly disappointing, as Tony is a considerable songwriter himself. This is a track called Another Chance for My Heart, which Tony composed with his regular co-writer Mike Lee, who we hear on bass on this recording. The third member of the trio is Bucky Pizzarelli. The recording was made at the Tedesco Studios, Palmaris, New Jersey, in 2003. The album is called Want You. Vocal and piano, of course, is by Tony Desar, and as I said, the track is called Another Chance for My Heart.
Now's not the time, you say. Love struck, then walked away. Now I don't know where to start. Maybe, perhaps in spring, a brighter day will bring another chance for my heart. I've heard that song before. One left, one wanted more. But now the stage has grown dark. So now I sing again, once more until the end, to another chance for my heart. Maybe these arms dreams could hold again. Maybe my heart will keep beating. Still on a lonely night like this, I only think of our last meeting. A new day has begun, and I await the sun to shine in on me as I dream. I guess I'll always be waiting so patiently for another chance for my heart. Shining on me as I dream. I guess I'll always be waiting so patiently for another chance, just one more chance, for another chance for my heart.
Tony Dessau demonstrating his musicianship and composing skills there. As promised last week, the newly released, here in the UK at least, album from the very productive Eric Alexander. The album is called Like Sugar. It's been in the American charts for about 4 months now. It contains a considerable acknowledgement of the work of Stanley Tarantine. Reference the inclusion of Stanley Tarantine's own composition, Is It You? Coming up now, Is It You? From Eric Alexander. Thank you. Yes, they still do fade outs from time to time on new records. That was a Stanley Tarantine number, actually, called Is It You? And the lineup on this excellent album, Eric Alexander on tenor, of course, and I don't think I've played Eric playing any better than this before, and that's saying something, it really is. The rest of the band, David Hasseltine on piano, Dennis Carroll on bass, and George Fludes on drums. The album was recorded at Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, at the Van Gelder Studios, of course, on the 1st of November 2024. Another track from the album coming up, and here's a song that ill-informed presenters used to credit originally to Kitty Lester and her 1962 recording. I'm sure Swing Time listeners know that it originates back in 1945 when it was recorded by Dick Hames and written by his musical director at the time, Victor Young. Love Letters is played for us now by Eric Alexander. Thank you. Like Sugar is the new album from Eric Alexander. It's finally arrived here in the UK and it's on the Cellar label. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and I'm John Yule, or I was when I got up this morning and saw this rain, which has rather dampened the spirits somewhat, but we're hoping to keep you interested, keep you lively, keeping you, shall we say, well-fed on the musical front this afternoon. A song for the real excavators here. It's a track called Our Little Day, and it's a joint collaboration by the poet, author, screenwriter, and campaigning journalist Dorothy Parker, and the original member of, or an original member of, Country Joe and the Fish, who later went on to a widely varied composing career, Dorothy Mazowitz. In fact, Miss Mazowitz adapted the lyric from Miss Parker's poem Recurrence. I think, actually, she was only 17 when Dorothy Parker died, so in all probability it was done sometime after the passing of Dorothy Parker. Here it is, then, from an album called Here and Now, sung by Margaret Whiting. The album was recorded at the Sound on Sound Studios in New York in 1990. This is Margaret's last album, and possibly her best. Margaret Whiting, then, and the track, which is called Our Little Day.
Thus it is, and so it goes. We shall love again, my dear. Where unwilling dies the rose, buds the rose another year. We shall have our little day. Take my hand and travel still, all around and round the little way, up and down the little hill. It's so good to love again, to renew the morning sky, to repeat again, this can never end, even though it's just a lie. And when we end all this prettiness, I'll have seen it all before. One of us will love the less, and one of us will let me be the one, since I've always had the aching heart, after all is said and done, and we'll have our little day, even though it's just a day, 'cause it's good to love. Good to love again. Who's to say we have to part? Let me be the one, since I've always had the aching heart, after all is said and done, and we'll have our little day, even though it's just a day, 'cause it's good to love. Thank you.
Now, one of the few tracks I haven't played on the show from my favourite album of 2024, Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y, A New Beat, featuring a flexible personnel of some of the best young talent around at the moment. The album recorded yet again at the Vengolda Studios. It was recorded on the 13th of March 2023. And the participants on this track are as follows: Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, the excellent Sarah Hanahan on alto, Anthony Harvey on trumpet, Luther Allison on piano, Philip Norris on the bass. This is a composition from Roy Hargrove called Soulful.
Thank you.
Right, let's go to the gig guide now, shall we? It'll be a very quick one this week. Tonight at 8:30 at the Farm Road Social Club, the Keith Peters Big Band will be presenting their monthly gig. And tomorrow night at the Lescar, Jazz at the Lescar, on Wednesday the 28th, they're presenting a trio called Little Black Book. Robert Mitchell on keys and narration, Zane Mohammed on guitar and narration, and Laura Lee on drums. That's a lineup with quite an impressive list of credits from the UK scene. On to the big band scene now, and the album Soundscapes. It's entirely made up of compositions and arrangements from saxophonist and leader of the WDR band, Bob Minter. This was actually played and recorded by the band in October 2019 at the WDR studios in Cologne. Bob plays wind synthesizer on this track, which he says harks back to his days playing with Tito Puente and Eddie Palmieri. The track is called Montuno, and the alto solo is by Carolina Strassmere. Last week we heard drummer Joe Farnsworth playing for pianist Harold Mabon. Here he plays for pianist Kenny Barron. This is actually a date for Joe himself, the album called Time to Swing, which the going to hear on this track the two previously named musicians, that's Joe Farnsworth and Kenny Barron, and the bass player Peter Washington. The album was recorded at Sear Sound Studios, New York City, on December the 17th, 2019. The track we're going to hear is the familiar number, Prelude to a Kiss, which was composed by Duke Ellington, Irving Gordon, and possibly Irwin Mills in 1938. Prelude to a Kiss, played for us by Kenny Barron, Joe Farnsworth, and Kenny Washington.
Thank you.
That's about it from me, John Yule, this week. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've selected and hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed presenting it to you and indeed making the arrangements for the programme in the first place. Taking us out is going to be a little duet from Ken Poplawski and Howard Alden, Lucky to Be Me. So, as I say, I've been John Yule. I'm about to become Michael Coates after the station ID. And just before that, we're going to hear from Ken Poplawski and Howard Alden.